Ang nakalagay lang ho dito is Justices Antonio Carpio and Benvenido Reyes have reserved the right to submit their dissenting opinions. Ang natatandaan ko po, ang isa pang nag-dissent is Justice Mendoza. And Bernabe, Your Honor.
Lima sila.
Opo.
Sino naman yung mga walong bumoto in favor?
Chief Justice Corona, Justices Brion, Abad, Velasco, so that's four, Justice Perez, Justice Bersamin, Justice
Velasco.
Nabanggit ko na po si Justice Velasco, Your Honor.
Si Justice Peralta.
Opo, kasama rin po sa walo. So let me restate again, Your Honor. Chief Justice Corona, Justice Brion, Justice Abad, Justice Velasco, Justice Perez, Justice Bersamin, Justice, hindi po si Justice De Castro po, wala. I think she was on leave. And Villarama.
Ilan ang hindi nag-participate dun sa kaso? Dalawa.
Opo. Dalawa. Justice De Castro, who was on official business, and Justice Del Castillo, who was on official leave of November 15.
So, 13 justices participated.
Yes, Your Honor.
Thank you.
Dito po sa exhibit Nonapol T, sa unang pahina, meron po ritong timbre na sinasabi Office of the Secretary, November 2011, Department of Justice. Ano po ba ang kahulugan nitong timbring ito?
Ito po yung nagpapatunay kung kailan natanggap ng opisina po ng kalihim ng katarungan at saka yung oras na naka-receive kami ng official copy nitong TRO.
Ano po naman ang naging tugon ninyo o hakbangin inyong ginawa pagkatapos ninyong matanggap itong TRO noong November 16, 2011?
Nakipagsangguni po ako sa Office of the Solicitor General and I told them to avail of an appropriate remedy. At nung araw po yun, noong November 16, the Solicitor General prepared and filed an urgent motion to reconsider and or lift the temporary restraining order.
Isinagawa po ba ng Solicitor General?
Opo, rinash po yung motion na yun because it was also filed, if I'm not mistaken, in the afternoon of November 16. We received the TRO 825 as shown in the stamp portion. 8:25 in the morning of November 16, and the motion was filed in the afternoon of November 16 po. Okay.
Pagkatapos po noong November 16, kayo po ba'y nakatanggap ng anumang order or notice na buhat sa Korte Suprema?
Pagkatapos po noong November 16, kung natatandaan ko po, ang sumunod na nalaman namin at natanggap namin ay is another resolution, November 18. Meron uling another resolution na kung saan ay dineny po yung motion for reconsideration and or lift the TRO at pinapa-show cause po ako Secretary of Justice sa hindi ko daw po pagsunod doon sa TRO.
Yung bang denial of motion for reconsideration na isinail, it was not subjected to arguments of the parties?
Wala po. It was apparently, Your Honor, it was taken up in that session of November 18, because there was a resolution dated November 18 na dinenay nga po yung motion na yon, and along with that, and in the same resolution po ay nandun na rin po yung show cause order issued to me and certain other dispositions kasama po doon yung pinapa-comply yung petitioners na mag-submit ng tamang compliance with respect.
Sino ang pumirma noong denial of the motion for reconsideration?
It was not signed by any of the justices. It's the resolution issued by the clerk of court. So it's not a signed resolution assigned by the justices. Yung katulad din po yun ng November 15 TRO, na it's the unsigned resolution. And the one who actually issued it and signed it is the clerk of court of the Supreme Court and bank, Your Honor.
Thank you.
Babalikan ko lang po yung tanong.
Yung denial of the motion for reconsideration was done by the Supreme Court and bank.
Yes, Your Honor.
Babalikan ko lang po yung tanong ng Ginoong Pangulo. Tinanong po kayo kanina kung nagkaroon ng hearing sa Korte Suprema ukol doon sa motion for reconsideration na final ng Solicitor General. Nagkaroon po ba ng hearing o hindi?
Wala po.
Salamat po.
Pwede mo bang magdagdag?
Secretary, go ahead.
Thank you, Your Honor. Yan nga po yung pinakapunto ng mga nag-dissent doon sa November 15 TRO. Sila Justice Escarpio, Sereno, and Reyes. Na dapat daw po binigyan muna ng pagkakataon yung respondents, the government through the respondents, para ipaliwanag yung pag-issue ng WLO saka sa pagbawal sa dating Pangulo na umalis ng bansa. So it was the TRO issued ex parte, lalo na na may mga observations si Justice Sere na dapat hindi you know, tinake as gospel truth yung mga allegation, yung mga supposedly verified allegations in the petition na hindi naman is less than truthful, especially in so far as the issue of the actual state of health on the part of the former president. Lalo na yung TRO kasi nakalagay, considering the right to life, which is the highest right under the Bill of Rights or under the Constitution. Ganun po yung premise ng TRO, right to life. So dapat, dinig muna po ng Korte Suprema, meron ba talagang potential violation of the right to life? Meaning, na yung kalagayan ba ng dating Pangulo, life-threatening ho ba? So yun po, wala pong hearing.
May nabanggit kayo kaninang order o notice of order na nagbuhat sa Korte Suprema na ipinalabas ng Korte Suprema noong November 18, 2011. Pinakikita ko po sa inyo itong notice of resolution na kanina po ay minarkahang Exhibit Nonapole U. Ito po bang tinutukoy ninyo? Na order na nanggaling sa Matas na Guman. Mangyari po bang basahin na ninyo dito sa page 2 yung paragraph C na nauukol sa urgent motion for reconsideration.
Okay.
Para po, ito po ay bagay dun sa katatanungan kanina
it
ng ginong Pangulo.
It says, as one of the dispositions of this resolution, November 18, deny the consolidated urgent motion for reconsideration and or to lift temporary restraining order dated November 16, 2011, filed the Office of the Solicitor General for Public Respondents Lila De Lima in her capacity as Secretary of Justice, Ricardo David Jr. in his capacity as Commissioner of the Bureau of Immigration, and Ricardo V. Paras III in his capacity as Chief State Counsel.
Thank you. Nabanggit niyo na mayroong dissenting opinion si Justice Sereno ukol dito sa bagong order na ito na bumaba na nanggaling sa Korte Suprema noong Nobyembre 18, 2011. Dito po, kalakip nitong exhibit ay exhibit Nona Paul Judas 1. Ito po ba yung tinutukoy ninyong dissenting opinion ni Justice Sereno?
Opo, dito po sa November 18. So, aside from yung dissenting opinion niya po sa November 15, which was the TRO, meron po uling dissenting opinion si Justice Sereno dito sa November 18, 2011. Tungkol nga po sa pag-deny ng TRO. Tsaka meron po siyang mga dinisclose dito tungkol dun sa mga botohan na naganap sa Korte Suprema dun sa usapin ng TRO, yung ba, kung ano ang tunay na nature ng TRO, kung conditional ba o hindi, at yung pangalawang tanong, yun ba ay nasuspend ba yung efficacy or effectivity ng TRO dahil nga hindi nasunod yung condition, isa sa mga condition ng TRO. Nakalagay po dyan yung mga informasyon.
Ano ba yung condition na hindi natupad?
Ang tinutukoy po dito ay yung tungkol sa condition number 2. Yung sa TRO po, yung condition number 2 is about the appointment of a legal representative or representatives of both petitioners common to both petitioners with authority to receive legal summons and other processes of the court. More or less po, ganun yung tono ng...
But the other conditions were complied.
Yung first condition po, it would appear it was complied with, and this was also disclosed in a later dissenting opinion of Justice Sereno. Mga banda ho atang alas 6 ng November 15, the day that the TRO was issued, dun ho nakapag bayad o nakapag-submit ng 2 million bond. Pero yung number 2, although meron pong sinubmit yung abogado, if I'm not mistaken, Attorney Topacio, na something which purports to be the special power of attorney, defective ho, sabi, dahil imbis na ang sasabihin is with authority to receive legal summons, ang nakasabi po doon sa special power of attorney ni sinabmit ni Attorney Topacio ay to produce legal summons. Kaya it was disclosed subsequently, especially in the dissenting opinions of Justice Sereno and Justice Carpio, na walang compliance. And in fact, sabi po sa dissenting opinion ni Justice Sereno, by a vote of 7-6, ang ruling ng korte is there was no compliance with condition number 2 as of November 15 and even November 16 or succeeding days.
Babalikan ko po ang administrator ng Korte Suprema na nabanggit niyo kanina, si Ginoong Midas Marquez. Noong Nobyembre 18, noong taong 2011, meron po ba kayong natatandaang anumang nakita sa telebisyon ukol sa...
Kailan po yun? Ano po date?
November 18, meron po ba?
Opo. May Pasko naman po si Ginoong Marquez noong November 18. I think as an offshoot noong pag-issue nga po nitong November 18, 2011.
Ano po ang sinabi ni Mr. Marquez doon sa press conference na sa palagay ko ang tinutukoy nyo, nakita nyo sa television?
Hindi ko na po natatandaan lahat. Ang natatandaan ko lang po na medyo importante kong masabi, and this can be confirmed, ay pinaliwanag niya na effective na daw po talaga yung TRO. Wala siyang sinasabi na nagkaroon ng botohan na there was non-compliance with that condition, and yung unang botohan